This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu will preside over the valedictory function of the 18th Pravasi Bhartiya Divas Convention being held at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. She will also address the Indian diaspora and confer the Pravasi Bhartiya Samman to distinguished diaspora members for their excellence in different fields. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath today launched the Kumbhvani channel of Akashvani dedicated to Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, the Chief Minister said Mahakumbh is beyond caste, creed and discrimination and spreads the message of unity.
जो महाकुंभ है ये केवल एक आयोजन नहीं है बल्कि सनातन गौरव और गर्व का एक महासमागम है जिसको सनातन धर्म के गौरव और गरिमा को देखना हो तो वह कुंभ का दर्शन करे कुंभ में आकर के अवलोकन करे यह न पंथ का भेद है न जाति का भेद है न छुआछूत है न कोई लिंग का भेद है सभी पंथ और संप्रदाय एक साथ एक ही संगम पर स्नान करते हैं सभी लोग एक जगह आकर के आस्था की डुबकी लगा करके प्रयागराज के माध्यम से उस संदेश को सनातन गर्व के प्रति इस संदेश को पूरे देश और पूरी दुनिया तक लेके जाते हैं
Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan joined the program virtually. During the program, Kumbh Mangal Dhun was also launched by the Chief Minister. The Kumbhvani channel will broadcast several programs based on every activity of Mahakumbh from tomorrow till the 26th of February from 5:55 a.m. to 10:05 p.m. Live commentary of Amrit Snan will be broadcast through the Kumbhvani channel. Prasar Bharati Chairman Dr. Navneet Kumar Sehgal, CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, DG Akashvani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur and DG Doordarshan Kanchan Prasad were present during the launch ceremony along with many dignitaries. The program can be heard on 103.5 MHz frequency, News on AIR app and Waves OTT. Union Minister for Railways and Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav has said that new Vande Bharat train service to provide quality services for the middle and lower income groups will be introduced soon. In an interaction with the media at the furnishing shed of the Integral Coach Factory in Chennai today, Mr. Vaishnav said Amrit Bharat 2.0 was launched to fulfill the Prime Minister's vision to provide world-class facilities to all citizens. Mr. Vaishnav highlighted transformative developments, including upgrades to Amrit Bharat train coaches with 12 significant enhancements for passenger comfort and safety. The notification has been issued for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held on the 5th of next month. With the issuance of notification, the process of nomination has begun for election for 70 seats in the national capital. Nominations can be filed till the 17th of this month. Last date for withdrawal of nomination is the 20th of January. The counting of votes will take place on the 8th of February. Delhi police has apprehended a class 12 student for making bomb threats to schools in the national capital recently. According to a Delhi police official, the student had sent 23 threat emails received by different schools. In Chhattisgarh, a chimney at a smelting plant collapsed in Mungeli district last evening. One person was killed and about five persons were injured in the incident. The incident took place in a plant located in Saragaon area of the district. About three labourers are feared trapped under the debris. Rescue operation is still going on. Mungeli collector Rahul Deo said, rescue operation is ongoing in full swing. NDRF and SDRF teams have reached the spot. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting simultaneous raids on different locations of Bihar's former Land and Revenue Minister and RJD leader Alok Kumar Mehta in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Sources said, the ED is conducting search operations against RJD Chief Lalu Prasad's close aide Mr. Mehta at different locations in connection with alleged embezzlement of funds related to Vaishali Urban Development Cooperation Bank. And with that, we end this news bulletin.